whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 379, Saturday, June 28th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land, or those of you that are on Sunday, welcome. 29th, Sunday. How are we at the end of June? Again, I feel like I say this about every episode. It's a little bit crazy. But anyway, good morning. Everyone got their beverage of choice, hopefully. I have got a nice, very hot mocha coffee today. So cheers. Oh, it's good. It's good. I made it very coffee forward. A little less, as there's the chocolate is there, but a little less chocolatey and a little bit more coffee, if that makes sense. So we have in the chat room. Welcome to the chat room. Thank you for being here. So we've got Zayas here. He's a glass of wine. Cheers. Cheers to you. Red or white? What's your go-to? Mrs. Raguru is here as well. She's just resubscribed again. 79 months. 69 months in a row. Which is amazing. Thank you very much, Mrs. Rockguru. Rosé, nice. I was never really more a wine person when I used to be able to drink alcohol. I was probably more a spirits liqueur type of person. Stir, hi Stir. Welcome Stir's here as well. Thank you for joining us. And again, guys, thank you for giving some time to come and hang out with me for the show, so thank you. But I was more a bourbon. Jack Daniels was my go-to. And liqueur-wise, I always loved Kahlua, which, I have been a coffee addict since I was probably about 15, so Kahlua or the creamy, like an Irish cream, was another good one quite often. I did drink them with milk, but often with like Coke or like a soda. But yeah, if it was Jack Daniels, it was quite often Jack Daniels and Coke. Sometimes it was that much Jack and that much Coke. Depending on the vibes, but anyway. So thank you. If there is anyone else here hanging out, thank you very much. Black coffee and Grand Marnier is quite good. Yes. Yeah, there's times I really miss alcohol, but as we know, it makes me sick now. It's the body has changed a lot, and I can't stomach it, which is. It's not a bad thing, but there's times when I just go, damn, I could do with like a vodka and something, or a Jack, or a, bourbon, or even a wine. So, yeah. But anyway, we're back. So apologies for me being unwell last week. The show was supposed to be last week, but I was very unwell and I just slept all of my Sunday. I wasn't well up until on the Saturday, but yeah, it just, I was not, even sitting up was a struggle. So I just had to cancel last minute. So apologies on that. Much better this week, though I am dealing with sinus. It's not flu or anything. It's more a sinus. Oh, with being in winter here, the winds are up, it's cold. At the moment it's quite cloudy today. I don't think there's rain around, but it's very cold and miserable weather. So I think it's just supposed to be cloudy for most of the day. So yeah, so my sinus is playing up. So if I have to mute myself to blow my nose, just giving you that. That heads up. Yes, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Great song. It's one of my songs that I like to have on my rotation of favorites in the car driving to and from work. It's summer here, our whopping 14 Celsius. Hang on. Let me. Zaya, it is 15 degrees Celsius here today. I am freaking cold. And you're 14 and summer. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, it's 15 and I feel cold. It was down to, was it Thursday or Friday? It was down to like 8. But I know my winter is nowhere near to probably the majority of you, but for Queensland, yeah, we had 30 a few days ago with a feel of like 40, yep. I understand that because my summers, we have, you know, 35, 38, anything over 30 to 35 quite regularly in summer. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. But anyway, look, I did have a topic that I thought we'd get into before we started on the news this week. And it's something that's been on my mind for a little while. And we've probably touched on it over the years. And I feel like it's something in particularly for me. I know it's affecting me in many different ways. And I try and be very transparent with what's going on with things to do with WoW challenges, and I do try. I mean, it doesn't, might not always come across as that, but I do try to be very transparent. Welcome back, Mrs. Raku. But one of the things, and I was calling it when you've lost that challenger feeling, and it's not to say that I don't love challenges. It just feels like I've been in a, I don't know, I've been struggling with it for some time. And I think it's also struggling with WoW and playing WoW. And so I wanted to get some thoughts from you guys in the chat room. If you're listening to the show, if you've got any thoughts or feelings or things that, how you deal with it. I know for me, and I know it's been, I feel like it's been some time, a good couple of years, I'm going to say that I've struggled with the amount of time I used to play WoW compared to now. And, you know, people can say there's, you know, life changes and we have these times in our life that, you know, it's things go up and down, and life is, you know, life is never a straight line. It ebbs and flows, we go up, we go down, all of that kind of thing. And for me, I will say, I love WoW. WoW is my game. It doesn't matter what they give me. People can say, oh, I hate this expansion. There's not one expansion that I haven't enjoyed, because I always find my own niche within what an expansion can bring, if that makes sense. I do my own thing. If I want to play leader, I'll play leader. If I want to play an alt, I've got many, many alts that are mostly neglected at the moment. And I have, obviously, my challenge tunes, which I have culled down quite a lot, because, again, not being able to play them in the capacity that perhaps I was a few years ago. I feel like I'm struggling with a lot of things in game. I feel like I'm trying to play catch up all the time. So I think, you know, is this something on myself? And you guys, you know, let me know. Is it me putting too much pressure on myself, which is a very valid thought and a very valid feeling, that I could be putting too much pressure. But I know that over my 20 years of playing WoW, I've played it, you know, pretty much from day dot. I have played a lot of WoW. And I love the game. It's my game. Leader is my warlock. She's my main. I always joke, she's my first love. And it's, you know, it is that. I've made alts over the years. Atil, my priest, was my first alt that I made, you know, probably 19 years ago. Actually, I don't think leader was even max back in vanilla when I made Atil. Yeah, I think I might have got leader to around about 40 something, and then I made Atil and Keela. So both of those two have been around for a long time as well, of my tunes. And the playing, you know, through working and being unwell and, you know, like just life and growing older and all of that kind of thing, I feel like I'm only having the chance to log into WoW once, maybe twice a week, which is a stark difference from over the years where it's been, you know, pretty much every day. So that's probably part of it as well, because I'm not getting as much in-game time to sit down at the computer and do that, because life happens. You know, things change, situations within our lives change. So, like I said, life does not go in a straight line. There's ups and downs through all of it. And WoW has always been a staple of being there for me and being able to log in and play and do the things. But the last few expansions, it's just been a struggle because I'm not getting that playtime. And therefore, I feel like when I log in onto my main to continue the stories of the expansion and to get the things that I want to get done on leader that can ultimately help the account, because we have so many things that are account wide and I don't focus on those things with a challenge tune. I never have. Playing a challenge tune has always just been about playing that tune. Not about getting achievements, not about trying to focus on that, because one, that's not always the best to be thinking of that, because you're restricted on a challenge tune, and to get, you know, account achievements and achievements in game, I do all of that on later first. So if that can help my account, excellent. Yeah, it just feels like I've been trying to play catch up, and maybe that is part of it, is I never get to catch up. I was doing something yesterday in game. I was running around killing world bosses in Pandaria. Because again, you know, that's another part that had fallen off. I used to religiously do that every week. And just sometimes even having time to, if I'm off doing that, I'm not doing current content. I'm not jumping over to go, oh, well, I'll level a challenge tune or I'll level one of my other alts. It just feels, again, like there's so much that you can do. And while I was flying somewhere, I noticed that like a dig site popped up. And because I have obviously the archaeology add-ons, because, you know, of course she does. And I was like, Pandaria, I never finished those archaeology achievements. And in Pandaria, there was a lot. And I was striving to get them done on later, before the next expansion came in. I was like pushing, you know, I was pushing it to even get, I think, half of them done. But, you know, it was another thing that I went, oh, damn, I need to go back and do that. Pandaria is how many expansions ago? And I just, it's another one to just go, well, that's another thing that I keep going, I need to go back and and do that. Is anyone else dealing with this, or is it just me? Zai says, Blizz adds so much new stuff. It's hard to keep up even on one tune. Absolutely. And look, I completely understand. You've got your alts. You can take your alts here, there, and everywhere. But for me, as I said, I like Lita to be the first to experience everything. She's my main. She's my go-to of. She gets the achievements. She paves the way for my account, if that makes sense. So everyone else comes after. Up started 2012, oh my god. It's over 10 years ago. How is it that whenever I go back, it just feels like it was an expansion or two ago that we were in MOP? Is it just me? Is it just me that thinks that? Every expansion, every time I go somewhere, even, where was I going the other day? I had to go to, BFA. And again, when I got there, I was like, oh yeah, BFA wasn't that long ago. But, well, obviously, yeah, it's been a while. So what do you do? What do I do? that's probably it. So I think because I'm struggling with all of this playtime, not getting the things done within game, the jumping over to then want to sit down and play a challenge tune. And don't get me wrong, I love our challenges. I love our community. I love all of these things. I love doing the show. But there's times when it gets very a lot between everything else that's going on in life with working full time, all of that. Sometimes I just want to play for the sake of playing. And I find that that's probably the easiest to do that on later. I can go and fall off a cliff, and it doesn't matter if Leda dies, she's fallen off just about everywhere. But to do that on a challenge soon, we don't want to be doing that. So how do I get that feeling back that I feel like I've lost? And I keep having within my head the song of "We've Lost That Loving Feeling." When I was singing, that's what I say. When we've lost that challenger feeling, that's what's playing through my head is the song. So if I've put that into your head, you're welcome, because I've been singing that in my head all morning, which I'm like, damn. any advice? I am open to how do I get that back? Because again, I feel like I'm just restricted. Does anyone else struggle with it? Anyone have any advice? And I mean, I've culled down my alt list quite a lot. I used to run my main account plus two other Blizzard accounts. I now have my main account plus one other, because all my challenge tunes are on the other account. And what do I do? Stir. If you figure out how to get that feeling back, let me know. For me, I want Classy to become the new Iron Man challenge. Yes, the struggle is real. And again, completely here, I think for a lot of us, we have been playing this game for a very long time. I also know that for a lot of you, you know, you've achieved those things, and I'm sure, like for Stir and Zaya in particular, who go absolutely hell for leather to getting their max level tunes and playing multi of the challenge tunes and setting a wonderful example to us of what can be achieved, what they can do, you know, pushing those boundaries and venturing forth to make, hey, this is the path we've taken, this is what we've done, don't do this, is always amazing. So I understand where the struggle could be real for you guys as well, because you have achieved those things that you want for yourself with your challenge tunes. I just feel like I haven't achieved anything with the challenge tunes for quite some time, and I also feel like I haven't achieved anything on Lido in quite some time, if that makes sense. And if I'm feeling like that about my main, of course that's going to trickle through to my alts, which include my challenge stones. So I'm putting it out there to say that if you've got any thoughts, feelings, advice, please let me know. Certainly reach out to me on Discord, email, Twitter, all of the anywhere on the socials, but certainly feel free to, I'm open to reading, you know, any feedback, any advice of things to come. Now, that being said, I was going to wait until chit chat to tell you guys this, but we might as well get straight into it. Life is going to become very, very different for me very, very shortly. So I've had a massive change happen and with work. And we've been dealing with a restructure for the last 2 and a bit years within my organization. And I have to say that after 31 years with them, they are closing where I am working. And I am actually taking a redundancy. So I am going to not have a job in 4 days' time. Am I happy? Yes. Yes, I am. I'm getting a redundancy. That originally wasn't coming. And that's a story for another day. But I've now got the redundancy. And my whole team, bar one, the one person has decided to stay. They didn't want the redundancy. And they've decided to stay and go into a different section. The rest of the team have all decided we're taking the redundancy. So my business hub officially closes in after the 3 days' time. So our last working day will be Wednesday, and on Thursday, which will be technically my last day with Post after 31 years, we will go to work and then we're going to lunch. And we've been told by our state manager, don't come back from lunch. So we're going to have a very nice lunch at a very famous Brisbane restaurant. And yeah. So it's kind of a little bit like life is going to change dramatically very, very shortly for me. It's I'm excited and a little bit scared. 'Cause again, I've been with them for 31 years. So I can't retire. I'm far too young. So myself and my boss, we keep saying, my boss says that we should go to the local hospital and see if we can get a job delivering meals to the wards. I don't know. That's her little joke thing of, we can both do that together. So we don't, so we stay working together. For two of them, they will then go into retirement. So they are quite happy to get a redundancy, which will then leave them into their retirement, because they're at that age that that's what they want to do. But for myself, my boss and I, we're too young to do that, so we will be looking for a job. My boss has been with Post for 36 years and I've been 31, so for both of us, we're kind of like, we've got to do resumes and all of that. So Stoss says, over here we call it early retirement, and often with a payout to not fight it. If you only work part-time, you'll love it. More time for you, family and hobbies. Yeah, I don't know quite what the thought is, but certainly there could be more WoW time options. We'll see. I don't know. But again, I will be taking some time off. And again, just being fully upfront with you guys so you know where I'm coming from, I will be taking some time off. I need a holiday. I haven't had a decent holiday in well over probably 18 months. So I've been working, in particularly all this year, due to other people not being well, etc. So I had cancelled holidays, etc. So I think I'd like to have a holiday and actually get away. So I'll see. I'll let you know. I don't know at the moment. I'm just kind of dealing with packing up our work. We're still open until Wednesday, which, anyway, decisions are being made by people that I think don't know how to close a facility. It's very interesting times. So I'm kind of dealing until I don't need to deal with work. Possibly Friday is when I'll be able to just go, and maybe it might hit me then. I don't know, but I'm hoping that I'll be able to get a bit more playtime in. But moving forward, I also need to look for another job at some point. so we will see. But that's what's that's what's going to be happening, and we'll see where that goes. I don't know yet, but don't want to think too much about it at the moment. Oh, thank you, Stir. That's very sweet. He says you're a talented person. You will find something maybe better. Yeah, like, there's jobs out there. Depends on what you want to do. Do I want to go to part-time? Maybe. Who knows? But as they say, when one door closes, a window opens, and there is life after Post. So, you know, there's a lot of other things out there. There's other things to do. So we will see. But, again, getting back to the topic of, and whether that might be because I have been working a lot. I've been working from early shifts to late shifts and all of that kind of thing. Pushing myself, because again, with the core of my team, with my manager and those of us that are the core, are a wonderful bunch of people that I love to work with. So, and we won't lose that. We're not going to see each other, obviously, every day, but we're certainly be looking at catching up regularly with them, which will be great. But hopefully it'll give me some time to first take a bit of relax, maybe play a bit of WoW, get my head around dealing with looking for another job and what I want to do moving forward. Some things I know I don't want to do is, I mean, I've been in retail since I was 16, even though technically I'm not retail, but I am. Anyway, with the current job. So we'll see. Stress says, oh, create a website podcast called Only Clans Sell Horde Merchandise. Well, I must admit, one of the things my boss and I did talk about is we could certainly, I keep saying to her, what did I say to her on Friday? I said, we could start a consulting company. And she goes, what are we going to consult? I said, hey, you're supposed to be the brains of it. You figure it out. I'm like I'm your lackey. Like, you just, so who knows? We'll see. But again, you know, maybe this might also be the thing that helps to get me back into, you know, having some time to play challenge tunes. Maybe it might even give me some time to be able to stream some stuff, which, you know, I always enjoyed. Sorry, let me get a tissue. Always enjoyed streaming, playing challenge tunes, and you know, maybe that will be part of part of something that I could do in between, you know, in between all of this. So we will see. But again, I'm letting you guys know that yes, technically we close our facility in Wednesday afternoon, done. Thursday is my last day, which will be probably drinking a lot of coffee, lots of hugs with those other people in the facility, and then going to lunch with my team, and we all get to leave from that. So the state manager has said he's going to come down and pay for lunch, and then once we're done, he goes, which is very sweet. They certainly don't have to do that, but yeah, so it's going to be interesting. But hopefully, like I said, it's just getting back, maybe having more time to play WoW could help bring back that, not being as tired because I'm not working. I don't know, maybe I could get a job working from home. I don't know. Any suggestions, let me know. Shoot me a, you know, DM or a email. There is lots of things I could do, but yeah, I definitely want to take some time. So this is taking a few days for yourself, definitely looks like a good idea. That will be it. And also, we are coming up to my birthday month, which will also be WoW Challenges birthday month, well, towards the end. So I might have to have a couple of holidays, we'll see. But I think for July, my goal is to take a few days away and have that. And in August, somewhere around my birthday, I think also maybe the same, is I'd like to do something. Again, we'll see. But I'll let you know. For the moment, I'll be here next week, because this was obviously supposed to be last week's show. So we'll do a show next week to bring us back on track. And then from there, I'll let you know. Because I feel like taking the weekends is probably not the most viable time to... There probably are... Maybe there are higher price for going away. I don't know. I just figure I might try and have a few days within, like, weekdays. And so it doesn't affect the weekends. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just kind of letting you know that there may be, I might take some time off to do, of doing the show. I'm not really sure. As I said, there is a lot of thoughts going through my brain. But I got to deal with work first. Like today, it's deal with the show, get all of that done, do the write-up for the website, deal with, you know, IRL, and then work, and finish. So, there's lots. Oh, open a coffee shop that has a wow feel to it. Call the place the Brown Elixir. Never enough coffee shops. True. It's also a lot. That's a long day, coffee shops. And a lot of baking. So, yeah. But, so we'll see. But, again, anyone... got any helpful information about if when you've lost that challenger feeling, let me know. Drop me a line. I'm happy to look into it. Coffee and baking, that is me. Stir, very, very true. But take a break first. Exactly. And I will, most definitely. So, but yeah. So that was the topic, and going into the topic, obviously giving you some update on news for me personally. Let's get into some news, because we've also got a few things to go over with the news. So we've had quite a few max levels pop up since our last show. This one I think I had mentioned, must have dinged right before the show, last show. But I've included them as being here regardless, because that feels like ages ago since the last show. But congratulations to Iron Pox for becoming our 36th, the War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. Then we've got congratulations to Greythor for becoming our 37th Iron Man. Well done. Then congratulations to Patience for becoming our second The War Within Tin Man Challenge champion. We also have a congratulations to Catron Man for becoming our 38th The War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. And finally, congratulations to Barbeat for becoming our 39th The War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. So people have been busy, which is fantastic. We've got a few allied toons. So again, we don't do max level write-ups for them, and we don't do for Tin Man. I think we made the exception because it was the first Tin Man for this expansion. And nobody's reached out for Catron Man. So I'm just going to do a basic post, but if this is your toon and you are here now, and reach out and let me know, I will want a write-up real quick. Otherwise, you're getting a basic post, but I'm going to be doing, if I don't hear anything by the time I get the episode sorted today, I'm going to just do a basic post for them. Everyone else, though, is, like I said, ones that we don't do max levels on because they're allied or the Tin Man, which we don't do. So congratulations to all for that, which is fantastic. I wanted to say, Zai, thank you very much for the Midsummer Fire Festival write-up on the website, which, again, just bear with me. Did I? I bet I didn't. No, not that one. This is the one. Leader's got the wrong thing on there, because of course she does. Hang on. Just bear with me. I can't use my fingers. Here we go. Okay, so this is Zaya doing the write-up for this year's. So again, there is new bonfires located in Khaz Algar, which is fantastic. There's only the four, one in Dornagol and the other three zones. There's not one in Isle of Dawn. It's in Dornagol itself. So again, taking challenge tunes around, my main thing would be if you're going to desecrate the fire, it will flag you, as far as I am aware. Again, I've not taken Leta around to any to double check, but maybe you guys can let me know. That's normally, it will flag you for PvP. So if you're on a challenge tune and you want to take the risk to do that, please remember, if someone comes along and kills you because you're PvP flagged, that's what you have to be mindful of. Desecrate still flags for PvP. Thank you, Zaya. I appreciate that. And again, look, there are times within the various continents that to desecrate might be a good thing that you can do on the challenge tune. Make sure that you can mount up real quick and fly. Are they still allowing, because I didn't think, now, where did I get flagged? I got PvP flagged on Leta a little while ago. And when I hearthed, it did not drop my PV, it did not drop the PvP flag, but when I hopped on the flight path, it did. Have you guys found that? Because I did, because it used to be, and I think again we've talked about this over the years, whereas hearthing used to remove it, but it seems to be it's not doing that now. So if you hearth back to, you know, where you've set your hearthstone, it's not dropping it. Fight part, yep, and portals do not, yep. Okay, so hopping on a flight path, and even if you just do a very quick flight from one to another to help remove the PvP flag, that will do it. But again, just remember, if you go to desecrate on a challenge tune and someone says, oh, someone's flagged for PvP, excellent, I want to PvP someone, and they come and kill you, you're PvP flagged because you knowingly have gone and desecrated the fire. Okay? This, a kill is a kill. A death is a death. There is no coming back from that. Your tune is done. reroll, etc. But yes, as I says, hearth and portals will not remove it. So don't think that by doing that quick, I'll hearth out of here, it'll drop the PvP flag and I'm okay. That's not going to happen. So the best way to either let the time tick down, which is not always a good idea, depending on where you are, or jump on a flight path. That will be the bag. Oh no, Mrs. Runkuru, did you just lose your hunter? Level 25 in Jade Forest. Oh no, I'm so sorry. R.I.P. Oh, what happened? Mobs? Jade Forest. Tigers? Those tigers were always rough. I remember they could... Yep. The Hosen. Oh. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Rock Guru. Now, as we know, Mrs. Rock Guru is an absolute legend. I'm sure that once she's gained herself, I'm sure she'll be... Are you going to be rolling another hunter? I'm going to guess that she's probably will be looking at that when she's right. But because we know she's an absolute legend with... She just gets back on that horse and goes again. Which is wonderful, which is amazing. So anyway, getting back to Midsummer Fire Festival 2025. Thank you, Zaya, again for doing the write-up on that. It's up on the website, so certainly if you're taking your challenge tunes, and again, you can say a lot of free XP, I'm doing free in quotation marks for your challenge tunes. A lot of them will be safe if you're honoring the flame. A fantastic thing to do. You get the burning blossoms and the burning blossoms. You know, you could buy a pet or there's various pets or things, you know. So I think there's some transmog, there's some toys, those kinds of things. So please check out the write-up for on that. I'm just trying to think. Passes. Allowed. And the fires were not counted. That was right, wasn't it? It wasn't, the honoring the flame wasn't counted as a kill, was it, Zaya? That's why it was fine. Alright, Mrs. Rock Guru says, yep, just log the death on my list. New one incoming. Zaya says, some Hosen villagers have horde flight paths. Yes. Zaya, three new transmogs this year. Yes, I did. I saw that yesterday when I popped in to have a look, and I went, oh, damn, because I think they were like 350 blossoms each. And Mrs. Rock Guru says, new lesson, do not do Pandaria on an Iron Man. Well, it's, I'm sure there would be, maybe try a different zone. I always liked, oh, what is it, Summit? God, I've gone mental blank. The top area. You know how, like, it feels a lot open, if that makes sense. Jade Forest always felt a bit more... The mobs were a bit more tightly packed. Kunla, thank you. Yeah, I always felt Kunla was a bit more sparse. It may be just me and how I'm remembering it wrong, but I always felt it was a bit more open than Jade Forest. But don't get me wrong, I love Jade Forest and had a fantastic time, but I do feel like mobs were a bit more packed, a little bit tighter, or a lot more mobs, whichever way you want to take that. Zai says, yeah, 350 each, like the old ones. Okay, so that's good to know. For the new transmog for the Midsummer Fires. Mrs. Rockguru says, yeah, honoring is fine. Also, I notice honoring the fires, the neutral ones, you get a buff which can be removed. The buff is like the one you get from the totem pole. And again, just remembering any buff that hops on you, if you can right click it, get rid of it, because those buffs aren't allowed, like the ribbon, the pole. The ribbon dance one, definitely not allow. Some of the ones though are turn out to be like zone wide, and you can't get rid of them if someone goes and honors the flame. It kind of becomes a zone wide. But again, please go and check out the write up there if you need to. And I think the only other thing, let me have a look. Let me have a look. See. I prepped everything else, but I didn't prep changing. Okay. So just off WoW Head, we've got WoW Weekly. So it talks about upcoming things, which I was just going to mention, but I think the main thing I wanted to add, Midnight will be previewed at GamesCon in August, which I thought was interesting. So that will be the next expansion or part two of The War Within Midnight. So at the moment we've got yeah, that's how they're doing it, isn't it? The War Within Midnight, however they're doing it. What's the World of Warcraft Midnight, which is like the second part, The War Within, then Midnight, and then the final one. Again, I'm struggling to keep up because there is so much, and it feels like Blizzard's just going, here you go, here you go, here you go. I'm like, can you just back off for a moment? This is me. But this is me again coming back to the topic of struggling to find time to play, to get anything done, etc. So, you know, it's a leader problem. It might not be a you guys dealing with that problem. So what else did we have? Summer saving. So yeah, the Join World of Warcraft at Gamescom 2025. So they said, join us for 5 days of non-stop community celebration. Get ready for Mythic Dungeon and Arena Showcase, cosplay showcase, developer and creator meet and greets, and much more. During the show, you'll get exclusive news and updates on the next chapter of the World of Warcraft World Soul Saga. Oh, that's what it is, World Soul Saga. Midnight, directly from the development team, along with a few additional surprises we have in store. Right. So that will be. Oh, it's in Germany. Oh, cool. It's in Germany. I wonder if Grand Nagus is going to that. So yeah, so that sounds interesting. Then stop greedy goblins. So the greedy emissary. Looks like that's happening again. Mists of Pandaria is coming to Classic on July 21st. How are we up to Pandaria on Classic? What the hell? Wow. Okay. Actually, Stir, if you're still here, have you delved into playing Classic Iron again? Zaya, have you? I don't know. Again, I'm struggling to play retail as opposed to not even looking at Classic anymore, but let me know if this is something. Classic just a little bit. It is harder, but also a challenge. So it's back to like original iron, basically. So yeah, it's kind of like the what the basis of the original Iron Man challenge was when it started, all these many, many moons ago. Mrs. Rock Guru, also on Monday, 1st July, you have the bounty buff for raid drops for all raids below Dragonflight, but not toys, etc. Yeah, I did notice there was some stuff. So that talks about Classic Pandaria. So that doesn't look like there's anything really different. It's just, I think we've all been through MOP, which, oh, that's what it was. July Trading Post has got a lot of Forsaken stuff. I am happy about that. Look at that mount. It's green. It's like, what are they calling it? Forsaken's Grotesque Charger. It looks very gel fell. Like it's not quite fell, but it's like jelly consistency. It's like jelly. Am I right? Can you guys see that? So I'm gonna say it's gel fell. Maybe that's what I might call mine. Could be the leader's new mount. Like the cat that I missed out on. Oh, I'm sorry that I missed out on that. Stir said, yes, just like early days of Iron Man. Lots of running around, but not a pushover like today's retail with Chromie. Yep. Zaya says, I've played Classic at some point. I'm far from getting out of Azeroth. Feel a bit easier than back in the days, but it's been quite a while. Okay. And I guess, again, the options of that we've. If you don't want to play retail, you can go back to Classic, which I struggle calling it Classic because, like, I've already done vanilla. I just don't have the time to even delve into Classic at the moment, but anyway, so yeah, so there's lots of, that's the July. Oh, look at those. Oh my god, I need them. Wailing Banshee Mace. Forsaken's Grotesque Wand. Oh, I need the wand. Oh, I can see my undead. leader and any other undead I can see is all going to be head to toe in grotesque with the grotesque mount. I can, just saying, I can see it right now. So that looks like, I just wanted to mention, obviously, some things coming up. And again, there's lots of things. Can we keep up with it? I know I'm not. Struggling to do any of that. Maybe we might have some time soon. Anyway, so that's all that I've got for the news. If I've missed anything out, let me know. Again, you can check blizzard.com for the things that are coming up as well, as well as Wowhead. You know, we are very lucky. There are so many great places that have the news on upcoming. We're very fortunate that we have, you know, that we can find this information out. But again, please, when you're playing your challenge tunes, if in doubt, leave it out. So if you're not sure it's something that you should be doing on your challenge tune, best thing is don't do it. Get clarification, or leave it. There is plenty of things that you can do without in game that you don't have to go down that point. And I think from my own personal journeys within playing challenge tunes, sometimes those moments of just going, oh no, well, I'll push through. Oh yeah, okay, I'll do that quest. I'm on that quest chain in that zone. Oh yeah, I'll just finish that and move on. And I'm going to say probably 8 times out of 10, I'm going to end up dead. Whereas what I should have done is just gone, you know what? Not happy to take that quest on as a challenge soon. Let's go find something else. And the good thing, I guess, is that we have that many places that you can go with a challenge tune, that if you're unsure, if part of your response, like your gut, is kind of like, should I be doing this quest? Maybe don't do it and go and find something else. Because I know for me, if I'm asking myself, going, should, it'll be okay, is normally when I'm going to end up dead. And I should leave what I'm doing and go somewhere else and pick up in a zone that, you know, that I'm maybe a bit more familiar with, or I'm more familiar with those quests that I go, yep, okay, this lot will be fine. I know that I can do this chain and get to this point and I'm okay. And then move along again. So again, food for thought. Hopefully it's being, you know, a little bit of helpful information. We'll see how things go, but just remember, if you're flagged, that's it. If you're dead, that's it. Like, it's, you know, there are times when you just got to make the decision to go, I know I'm stuck in this place, I enjoy playing in this zone, but you don't need to be a completionist. And again, I know that's something I struggle with, because I'm so used to just going, oh yeah, I'll just finish the zone. Don't have to. You're on a challenge zone. Getting the achievement ding, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're on a challenge tune. So you've got to do what's best for the challenge tune. Achievements really aren't a factor. And again, I'm talking to myself because we get so used to hearing that little ding. Oh, I achieved something. Oh, that's exciting. Even though I've achieved on every other tune, it's still nice when you're playing that tune to just get that little bing. Oh, you've achieved something. Bing, you've achieved something. Okay, you've got a joke for me. Cool. All right, let's go through. I'm chatty leader today. We are having a longer show, which is exciting. I haven't done that for a while, but let's do the state of the challenges. So we've got irons, and again, Zaya had fixed it to have the last 3 weeks. So thank you, Zaya, for sorting that out for me. So irons, we had 10 irons this week, and again, apologies if I butcher the name. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. At number 10, we've got Iron Shijami, level 70. Number 9 is Iron Rose at level 71. 8 is Elderton, level 72 RIP. 7 is Iron Karma, hit level 73. Number 6 is Iron Demon, level 75 RIP. Then we've got at number 5, we've got Sleek, hit level 78. And then we've got our 4 max levels. So we've got at 4 Barbeat, 3 Catron Man, 2 Grethvor, and 1 Iron Poxed. And that was our max levels that I mentioned earlier. So again, congratulations to them. Bloods. We had 4 Bloods. We had Boromir at level 18. Number 3 is Thirst at level 26. 2 is Bloodthirst at level 39, but they were red flagged, so there was one rare slot equipped. So I'm guessing with a lot of us have made this mistake, accidentally equipping something that we thought was going to be green and it ends up being blue or whatever it is, or you've accidentally right-clicked it when you should have left-clicked it. I think we all can say we've done that. Number 1 this week is Silverhill at level 67. Passies, we had 9 pacifists, which is fantastic. Number 1 is Source at level 11. Number 8 will be Kirina at level 12. 7 is Bonkers, level 24 RIP. 6 is Loreley at level 28. 5 is CC at level 43. 4 is Shonlef at level 43 as well. 3 is Katharina, level 61 RIP. 2 is Seabear at level 70. And 1, and it looks like he is back playing, is Azeekal at level 78. As he's leveling a pacifist, I'm so excited. That's awesome. Azzy, go Azzy. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop talking soon because I've nearly run out of coffee. All right, working man, let's go. Number 3, we have 3 this week. So we've got Ekahe, level 19, but they were red flagged because there was dungeons and raid bosses killed. So not sure what happened there, but they're red flagged. Number 2 is Blood, blue collar list. Level 46, RIP. And number one was Echo Devout, level 73. Greens, there was five greens this week. We've got Evie Blood at level 23. Four is Greenly Can at level 26. Three is Storm Ridery, level 41. Number two is Iron Rage, level 42, red flag though, one rare slot equipped. Again, I'm wondering if that's, you know, that accidental happens, still happens. Number one is Eve Eternity at level 54. Go Eevee! Tins, we had the one tin, which is Patience, who hit level 80, and therefore there, our second The War Within Tin Man champion. No blood teams, no green teams, but there were three iron teams. So, we have McGurgle Inc. at US, they're level 11. We have number two is, it's got die 3, but they're yellow flag, so it looks like their killing blows percentage, killing blows for toons is a little bit off. And the same with number one, which is numerous mistakes. They're level 32, and again, they're yellow flagged because of the killing blow percentage. So that looks like those issues on that. But again, look, congratulations to, in particular, to our max levels. Well done to you all. Awesome job. To everyone still leveling, and Mrs. Rockguru, who, no matter what happens, gets back out there, rolls another tune. Commiserations, obviously, to everyone that we lost this week. There was quite a few. But it's level 6 already. Holy cow, that's amazing. Well done. But again, you know, it's fantastic to see that we've got people right across all the various challenges. So well done to that. All right, chit chat. So let me go back. Stir's got a... where is it? Why don't warriors enchant their weapons with plus intellect? Because they don't want their weapons to be smarter than they are. Yeah, I think I vaguely remember hearing that one quite some time ago. All right, well, I'll wait till Stir does the second bite. He's got another one. Okay, what do you call Chromie's hips? A waste of time. Oh my god, I actually like that. Really good. That is clever. Fantastic. Okay, so I got away from WoW ones, but I was looking at some cute little joke ones, you know, for kids, and I saw this and I was just like, yes, it's cute. So what do you get when you mix a cocker spaniel, a poodle, and a ghost? A cocker poodle boo. Which I thought was so cute. Again, that's like a kid's one. I was like, I like cute ones. They're cute ones. All right, I have got Cozzy is running around. You gonna come over here and say hi to everyone? No. No. No, we're probably going to go and use the kitty litter right now, which is probably a good time to end it, because we're going to have a stinky room very shortly, I'm guessing. But yeah. All right. Well, again, big thank you to our Iron Elites. Our names are scrolling across the bottom of the screen now. Thank you very much to everyone who supports the challenges, because again, it does keep the website up. We do appreciate that. Thank you. Huge thank you again to our mods and our team. Zaya, thank you for getting the write-up done. Appreciate that. Enjoy your time away when you go as well. Stir, thank you for all the things you do, for being there, I know, answering the questions, checking the forums, all of that. Thank you very much for that. For Chris, she's probably, maybe she's either still working or she's asleep, I'm guessing. Because again, IRL is just crazy for her at the moment as well. It's just, things don't seem to stop. To everyone who came and is here and spent the time with me today, thank you. Thank you. I know it was a longer one. Thank you for indulging me to have a little bit of a topic and to have a little bit of a vent. But again, if you've got some feedback, any thoughts, any advice, I am all open. I also know that my life is going to be taking a very big change in after literally 4 days' time. Life will be very, very different. But anyway, I can tell you about that next week when we've got the show. I'll tell you all about how all of that goes down. But yeah, I still get to do end of financial year tomorrow, which is always fun in what I do. Yeah, we've got lots of inputting of customer data. Let me just say that I've got a deadline to get that done by tomorrow night. Yay! It is what it is. Might as well go out on a bang. End of financial year. All right. So as I said, next show will be next Saturday, July 5th. So we will do this again in a week's time to get back to some normalcy, maybe. Probably, maybe by then I might be able to give you an idea when I'm gonna take a break, or again, I might say it might be within the show, like not within the show, within the time period of from one show to the other, so we might not be affected. We'll see. I don't know. I've got things to think about and work through. I'll let you know when I know. We'll see. But again, anything that you want to check out, please pop over to wowchallenges.com. All the information is there. All the socials are there. If you want to get in contact with me, please drop me a line through Discord, Twitter, email, any of those things. If you're unsure, certainly let, Chris stir. Zaya, know they'll point you in the right direction to get a hold of me. If you've got, again, thoughts, jokes, anything, please feel free to reach out. Mrs. Rock Guru, what have we got? Take a breather and a break, then come back with a fresh head and a clearer view. Take your time in deciding what you want to do. Thank you. That's beautiful words. Thank you very much. I will be definitely doing that. We will, yeah. like I said, it is school holidays here for Queensland, which also leads into New South Wales, will be the following. So, I don't know, a few days away, even though it's school holidays, might not be a bad idea. I don't know. We'll see. Shout out to Azzy, who is probably out there pissing on bonfires on a challenge tune. Look, most probably, Stir, because we all know Azzy has always been one that will push. He will push the envelopes in, you know, when he's playing a challenge tune. We know that. Sometimes he succeeds and gets through, and other times he doesn't. So we're all rooting for Yazzy. Come on, Passy. He hasn't had a Passy this year. Has he had an iron? He has. Okay, now I'm completely... He has had a max level this expansion. Hasn't he? I know he's... I'm sure he's been dealing with IRL as well. I'm almost certain. We haven't... He's been on the quiet end, which sometimes that's what IRL does, doesn't it? Anyway, Lita, stop chatting. We could probably do this for another hour. But then I've still got to edit. And you know I love editing. Oh, fun and games. All right, guys. Look, again, thank you for being here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I do greatly appreciate it. Thank you for all your kind words and support and, you know, all of that. Heart you all for that. So thank you. Please stay safe, both in game and out of game, and we will see you next week, which will be July the 5th. Did I get my dates right? I did, didn't I? Yeah, July 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern. I will be back. Please take care and all of that. All right, let's do it. Outro. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.